So what difference does it make to the financial statements, whether it's a going concern or not? Well, financial statements are usually prepared on the basis that it's a going concern. And IAS 1 states that a company should prepare its financial statements on a going concern basis unless the entity has been liquidated or ceased trading, or the directors don't have any realistic alternative but to liquidate or to cease trading. Also, where the assumption is made that the company will cease trading, the financial statements then have to be prepared using the breakup basis. Now, this breakup basis is just that all your assets are recorded at their sales value, and your inventory and receivables are probably going to need more provisions against them, and there might be additional liabilities such as paying off staff and the cost of closing down facilities, that sort of thing.